Hello, and welcome to the podcast, All Things Nursing. I'm your host, Annalise Garrison. If any of these stories seem downright ridiculous, please do not emulate them. If they make you laugh, then laugh with us. If they make you cry, then cry with us. This podcast is for entertainment purposes only. If you need legal or medical help, please do so in the state in which you reside. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to today's podcast. I'd like to start this episode by apologizing for my last podcast and using the F-bomb. But I was extremely, extremely hurt and extremely annoyed. I know that whether we want to admit it or not, addiction affects every single one of us in our lives in some way, shape, or form, all the way up to the government. So I went ahead and wrote a letter to an expert in the field of addiction, and hopefully hopefully they'll get back to me and tell me how I in the subject matter of the email I put, how do I handle emotional abuse? Emotional abuse to me is when someone continues to do the same thing wrong to you over and over and over again and continues to say they're sorry. They're sorry and they do it again. They're sorry, they do it again. They're sorry, they do it again. And we put up with it. So we are causing our own emotional abuse. We can separate ourselves from the situation, but we just don't know how. So I wrote an email and asked for expert advice. So that will take care of that. What I want to talk about today, I'm still looking for a co-host. Or if you want to be the host, I'll be the co-host. I'm still looking for a co-host. So please email me at info@caringforyou.net. info@caring, C-A-R-I-N-G, the number 4, Y-O-U.net. All right, let's get on with today's show. I came across an article in Inc. Incorporated that was entitled 6 Smart Habits That Will Lead to a Fulfilling Life. I haven't read it yet, so I'd like to read it on air. I saw the title, the subtitle. So, let me just go ahead and read it. It says, do you ever lay in bed in a state of insomnia and look back over your choices in life and wonder, I wish I did that differently? Perhaps it's the feeling that you should have made that transition into a personal calling long ago, choosing better friends, peers, or work habits, or learned better leadership skills to advance up the corporate ladder. The wonderful thing about nursing is we can go into it advanced, right? We can become nursing supervisors. Nursing is so versatile. There's so many doors that open when you're a nurse. Anyway, let me continue with the article. While I won't promise this list as the path to increasing wealth or instant success, I will say this. Every successful person arrives there by choosing to repeat the same habits over and over until they've reached the top. Let me leave you with some key lessons that so many of us, miss until much later in life. Number one, your success is only as good as the people whom you surround yourself with. Now, for those of you that heard my rant, my rave last podcast, those are the type of people you don't want to hang around with. But, you know, they're my family, they're my friends. But for the most part, I've kicked everybody out of my life that has a negative impact on where I'm trying to get to. And so therefore, I have only a couple of friends, and I can name one friend outside of church, and the rest of my friends are in church. And if I ever got in trouble, I would never call any of my friends for help. Okay, so it's not a good position you put yourself into if you decide to kick all of your friends outside of your life. But, excuse me, I personally believe that if I get in trouble, God will make a way for me to get out of that trouble. Or, when life gives you a lemon, make lemonade, right? So, like, I failed my NCLEX exam, the biggest exam of my life. But if I did not fail my NCLEX exam, there would be no million-dollar George Boyd scholarship at my two colleges that I went to. There would be no caringforyou.net. So, embrace the trouble that you get into if you find yourself in trouble. And listen and learn from your mistakes. When life gives you a lemon, make lemonade. So, your success is only as good as the people whom you surround yourself with. Pick your network wisely. It could make or break you. That's right, it can make or break you. If you hang around drug addicts, you're going to get in trouble whether you do drugs or not. Billionaire Warren Buff once told a 14-year-old kid at Berkshire Hathaway annual meeting, annual meeting. I'm always thinking of halfway houses in my environment. Anyway, Berkshire Hathaway annual meeting, one of the keys to his success. It's better to hang out with people better than you. Pick out associates whose behavior is better than yours, and you'll drift in that direction. He taught a good life lesson for all of us about absorbing the very qualities and traits of successful people, those further down the path than us, that will elevate and make us better as leaders, workers, and human beings. Now, if any of you nursing students or students in general or anybody listening to this podcast, if you're hanging around seedy people, trust me, they will get you in trouble. If you haven't already been in trouble or spent money getting them out of jail, and I've gotten tons of people out of, not tons, but I've gotten several people out of, spent $400 and gotten them out of jail. And they just bring you down as a good person. They bring you down. And at some point, enough is enough. Anyway, the second point in this article goes on to say, create value to capture people's attention. Wharton professor Adam Grant says that successful people capture others' attention by creating something of value, which will yield great returns and enlarge their network. The example he cites is that of Sarah Blakely, founder of Spanx. For 2.5 years, Miss Blakely ambitiously sold fax machines by day so that she could build her prototype of footless pantyhose by night. With good intentions and without ever stalking, Blakely sent went from the first batch to none other than Oprah Winfrey, who chose it as one of her favorite things of the year. And the rest, as they say, is history. You know, that's the same thing I did. I don't make a lot of money off my website because I'm constantly doing things for free or doing it at a lower price because people can't afford me, so they say. And maybe I need to stop doing that and really charge everybody what I charge. But my website didn't start out as a review and, you know, charging for tutoring courses. It started out as a support group. It started out as me emailing people because they too failed their nursing exam, their NCLEX. So I kept, but over, as time went on, I got tired of emailing. So I got a free website, and I would just put links that I found helpful to myself in my grief of failing the NCLEX. And back in 1996, 97, they did not have the social media that they have today, right? Facebook, Instagram, SoundCloud, all those podcasts, iTunes. They didn't have all that, right? So I started with put links up on my website. What they did have back in 1996 was forums, static forums, where you could write your story, and then I would come along and answer your cry for help or sympathize with you. So it was all free in 1996-97. It was free for years until I got older and frankly more tired of, because as you get older you get tired of running as a nurse, you know. And so now I do caringforyou.net, Garrison's NCLEX review, as a business. But I didn't start out like that. And like I said, I got to start making people pay what I charge and stop doing the free stuff. But, you know, I'll take that up as another issue another time. Number three, do what you love and put your whole heart into it, and then just have fun. This direct quote from Apple CEO Tim Cook, in all its simplicity, it seems almost like an anomaly to the conventional wisdom of sacrifice and hard work. Doing what you love, however, is what gives your life purpose, and that purpose is exactly what you can't help but keep doing. And that's where I am now. But I gotta tell you, the internet has evolved in, you know, instant gratification and everybody wanting stuff for free, that I'm kind of losing my lackluster for tutoring. So keep me in your prayers, because I know you need my knowledge. And just pray for me that I'll find my way. I'm starting to lose that love for tutoring because people are wearing me down. They just like grab onto me and, you know, and just won't let me go. I really got to pray about that. Anyway, let's get back to the article. Even if there are low monetary rewards, you would probably do it anyway because of your love for it. That's where I am now. I love sharing my knowledge. I love tutoring. But like I said, people with the give me attitude and everything should be free, and people with their instant gratification. The internet is evolving now, you know, and I feel that the internet is starting to engulf itself. People are not as appreciative for your help as they were back in 96, 97. And this is why the big reviews, Kaplan and Hearst and stuff, they don't care for you because they can't, because they're in the money for making, they're in the business for making money. And they don't want to be engulfed. Like, I'm being engulfed, and I'm actually losing my ability to pay my own bills. So at some point, I got to stop being engulfed by the internet and the mindset of the internet, the give me, give me, give me, I want it now mentality that the internet has grown to be. At some point, I need to learn to follow, you know, a balance. Even the big stores, you know, JCPenney, Target, I mean, every single entity has sales, but they don't have take for free day. They have 50% off, 30% off, you know, that's what I need to start doing. Anyway, let's get back to the article. Okay. Doing what you love, however, is what gives your life purpose. And that purpose is exactly why you can't help but keep doing what you love. Even if there are low monetary rewards, you would probably do it anyway because of your love for it. When you discover what this is for you, it's the thing that makes you come alive. So listen, nurses, everybody listening to this podcast, find what you love to do and start it out as a hobby. Don't expect money for it. And eventually, you can retire into your hobby and charge money for your hobby. Tim Cook understands this deep down. My advice to you all is, don't work for money. It will wear you out fast, or you'll never make enough and you will never be happy. One or the other. Cook told the University of Glasgow students last year after receiving an honorary degree from the school. That's good advice. Excellent advice. I'm accidentally wearing myself out because I'm selling myself short. I keep doing it for doing my tutoring for what the person can afford. And sometimes, a lot of times, I do it for free or less than what I have on the website. And the truth of the matter is, I'm finding myself not being able to pay my bills. So it's starting to wear me out and not making me happy. So Tim Cook gives me some good advice there, and I'm sure it's good advice for you too. Number four, do whatever it takes to develop your communication skills. In my work, coaching executives and entrepreneurs, communicating issues are common, and every one of them agrees that mastering this ability is necessary for the success of their business. This is why I have podcasts, because people don't have time to listen. They don't have time to read, or also, too, people like to listen to podcasts on their smartphones, on their smart devices, and they like to listen to it in their car. People are constantly on the go, right? So this is why I do podcasts, and apparently I'm developing my communication skills. Well, not just my own clients, but the world's most successful billionaire entrepreneurs as well. In a post on his own Virgin blog, in which he lists his top 10 quotes on communication, Richard Branson writes, "Communication makes the world go round. It facilitates human connections and allows us to learn, grow, and progress. It's not just about speaking or reading, but understanding what is being said, and in some cases, what is not being said." He adds, "Communication is the most important skill any leader can possess." And also, let me tell you my experience with communication. Communication is the number one way you're going to be able to make money, right? With personal communication, we can understand each other. 90% of our communication personally is body kinetics. You're able to talk to someone. For example, I was able to go out to a bar and talk to someone, and the guy even bought me a drink. and we didn't even speak the same language. Why? Because of body kinetics, that unspoken word. So 90% of our language is body kinetics. But I got to tell you, if you're trying to make money, 90% of your communication will be your ability to verbalize. For those of us that are nurses and become leaders in our nursing communities, it's our ability to communicate with others, whether it's a presentation on how to do a medical procedure. It's our ability to communicate that will get us ahead. And this is what Richard Bronson is an actor, isn't he? Richard Bronson, he's the billionaire that owns Virgin Mobile, Virgin Airlines. He's very, very good. So he's saying that communication is the most important skill in the leadership process, but also to make money. So that's a good point. Number five, make more heart decisions instead of head decisions. This is where you guys get me, because I work with my heart. Now, I work with my heart, and nurses tend to be very giving. So, you know, be careful, nurses, making decisions with your heart. But I'll go ahead and read this, because most people are just give and take. Most people are just give me, give me, give me, what can I get? So, if you're going to make money, be careful making decisions with your heart. That's my opinion. But let me go ahead and finish reading this article, because I love it. The most important decisions you'll ever encounter will always be based on your feelings. It's a heart thing, not a head thing. You know, when people come across me and they want to buy my review or not, I don't push them. I always tell them to follow their heart. So I guess that's true. Follow your heart. If it feels right, get my help. If it doesn't feel right, get help from anyone else that you feel right about. Right? So it's a heart thing, not a head thing. Not sure if you can rely on just your heart yet? Okay, do this. Document every decision you make over the next 3 months. Look over which decisions were spot on because you chose to rely on that inner voice. Huh, I think I'll start doing that. Okay. Excuse me. The better the outcome of those decisions, the more accurate your intuition is becoming. Going with your heart. Learning to go with your heart is a much more effective way to make decisions than to just get stuck in analysis paralysis. It's empowering, and your peers and close friends and family will look at you in a whole new way. Good point. So I'm going to start doing that. All right. And the last point this article makes is 6. Listen more. Imagine going about your business thinking that this is the right way, but realizing later you were horribly mistaken. I see this in clients all the time. A tendency to plow ahead like lone rangers, convinced they have all the answers. Show me a person who does not solicit the sound advice and wisdom of others, and I'll show you an ignorant fool. The most successful people I've ever encountered practiced the skill of listening and accepting feedback because they know it will make them better. In 7 Pillars of a Servant Leadership, authors Don Frick and James Sipe describe these helpful approaches. Listen without interjection, objection, and defensiveness. Be willing to hear the speaker out without turning the table. Ask questions for clarification. Make it clear what kind of feedback you are seeking and why it is important to you. Offer a structure for feedback, questions, rating scales, and stories. Be clear with your commitment. Describe how you have benefited from the feedback and what specific steps you will take toward improvement. This builds bridges and trust with others. And that's the end of the article. And this article was found on Inc.com, and it was entitled 6 Smart Habits That Will Lead to a Fulfilling Life. And I think I'll end the podcast there for today. So God bless you on your journey. And please email me if you want to help me co-host this NCLEX and All Things Nursing podcast.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.